Okotoks, Alta. It hasn't exactly been business as usual for the owners of a southern Alberta bookstore over the last few weeks after they were met with an unexpected tragedy. Sean and Ray Lynn Byerly, owners of Unique Books, an independent bookstore in Okotoks, Alta, had to close their doors for a few days at the beginning of May after it was discovered that son Colton, 13, was suffering from a brain tumor. According to Unique's Facebook page, the teenager was diagnosed May 4 at the Alberta Children's Hospital following prolonged headaches. On the morning of May 5, he endured an 8-hour surgery to remove the growth, which was located at the back of his brain, near the spinal column. Colton is now faced with a side effect known as cerebellar mutism syndrome, which limits his ability to move and speak on his own. He is currently undergoing rehab at the hospital to relearn skills such as walking, moving, eating and speaking, according to a social media post. In that same post, Sean wrote that a partial pathology has indicated the tumor was cancerous. "We are now in it for the long haul," he wrote. "What we originally thought would be days has already turned to weeks, and is now going to become months. Through radiation and chemotherapy, we hope we can beat this thing. We have heard many stories of people with similar stories to us that have been dropping by the store. For that we are appreciative and we know we aren't alone in this. We will fight this and we will beat this." While the Byerlys haven't been able to return to the store, it is being managed by family for the time being. A GoFundMe page has been established to collect funds for the family during this time of uncertainty. To donate, visit the team fundraiser page. According to family, Colton loves camping, baseball, reading and baking cakes from scratch. He also loves spending time with friends and his brother Weston. Colton truly is everything you'd expect from a 13-year-old with a love for life and the ability to make anyone laugh, the fundraising page reads. The family thanked the community for its support as it navigates uncharted waters. "First off, the store is our family business. We build it together, we work in it together, it is our lives and our livelihood, and it wouldn't be possible without the support of this community," said a Facebook post. "Thank you for that. In the coming days and weeks, we may have to close a day here and there, we may have different faces in working to help us make ends meet, we just don't know what is going to happen. Please be patient with us and continue to support us."